しくつ吐いて出ていくよ。きっと大丈夫さ、君なら。
Into the floodlights. everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt Roberto standing there. Transcendence. It played in mono, painted blue. You were the hero. I was the dark room. I'm the shining light in your eyes. You're probably shining back on me, but I won't fall this time.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. Blur and the Narcissist, that's definitely one of my favourite singles of the year, but I haven't actually decided which is my favourite yet. Might do that over the weekend, which is kind of a bit embarrassing because we always publish them on the Phoenix FM website, and it's my job to hassle and harry everybody else in the group to do it, and I haven't done my own yet. Probably because there were so many good singles and albums out this year, I literally cannot choose. But that was the lead single from The Ballad of Darren, came out in July the 21st. Number one album, of course. Like every album, I believe, since Modern Life is Rubbish. Which should have been the number one album, but that's another story. Before that, Polly B. Rose, Rose Carlotti from The Heartthrobs, and Paul Burton from Transvision Vamp making music together. And that's their current single, came out in November on Bandcamp. You can find them at Polly B. Rose. The B is a small letter B. Polly and Rose are words as normal. That song was called No Deliverance. Next up we have Jen and Lexi, otherwise known as Safarian. They were formerly in The Franklies, who we played earlier this year. I believe they had an album out earlier this year, and they're now making music as a duo. This is taken from the EP Welcome to Safarian, which came out at the end of October. This is Drexel Spivey, and who knows if I pronounce that correctly.
Yeah.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, Brighton indie band Backy Pouch. We played them on the show for the first time last week, giving that one another play. It's a brand new single from them. It is their debut as well. That was Learn to Love. And Sibs before that, Cardiff band, with their first single for a couple of years, out now on Libertino Records. That was Gwacta. Now, I don't play a lot of Christmas music on the show, as you know. A little bit from time to time, I have to admit. Kind of feel like the old classics have been done to death, and my choice of a favourite Christmas songs always raise a few eyebrows. But, you know, that's everybody else's fault, not my fault. This came out 5 years ago. It was a Christmas single released by Berlin band Gurr, which is spelt G-U-R-R if you're unfamiliar with them. And it features the unmistakable sound of Eddie Argos, Art Brut's lead singer, now a Berlin resident himself. This is simply titled Christmas Holiday.
Say, I hope Christmas. Exactly the same amount as I am enjoying Christmas. We'll be right back.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. That was Destroy Boys and Shadow I'm Breaking Down. They're a band from San Francisco. That came out in August, and that is also one of my favourite singles of the year. And that's why I'm having such a hard time. Do you choose a song like that, full of energy, or do you choose something reflective and melancholic like The Narcissist by Blur? It's like asking if steak is better than ice cream or if ice cream is better than steak. Two completely different things. Actually, I have to admit, I don't eat much of either these days, but you know what I mean. Before that, we had CL, one of my favourite new bands of the year, and Talk. They're a trio based in Brighton with members from the Netherlands and Spain, as well as the UK. And that was a single that came out in September, taken from their EP, Rather Be Alone. We do sneak in the occasional oldie towards the end of the show, probably not as many as I should do. And this seems pretty appropriate since Wonka the movie is out now. Back to 1994 and the wonderful Veruca Salt. This is Seether.
Manchmal auch daran, was Gegensätze anziehen kann, was bei
was du glaubtest, aber keiner hört den Schrei danach. Teilst du das in zwei für mich, mit Worten immer bei mir, doch die Taten folgen nicht. Sag mir, denkst du manchmal an diesen Tag, der Zeiten umstellt, Ziele und Start? Denkst du manchmal auch daran, was Gegensätze anziehen kann? Was war immer schon da? Ausgesucht, zu mir zu kommen. Zwei zugedrückte Augen, noch kein Lächeln, das sich formt. Und dann ziehst du ein, willst du sein? Wurdest du gesendet aus den Fäden dieser Zeit? It's a fairy without wings. This Christmas tree looks so bare. You trashed my Christmas. You broke my heart at Christmas.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection, The Primitives, all the way back to 2012, and You Trashed My Christmas. A single that appears on A Christmas Gift for You from Elephant Records, which came out that year. Elephant Records, Spanish indie pop label with some great bands on it. I got a feeling that that came out as a proper Primitives release the following year. Laura Lee and the Jets before that, and a current single from them. Their first one since 2021's Wasteland album. That was Deezer Tag and Laura Lee, one half of Gurr, who we played, about 20 minutes or so ago on the show when we played Gurr with Christmas Holiday featuring Eddie Argos. You're listening to Phoenix FM and Resurrection with me, Paul Golder. Back to 1997, songs from Northern Britain, Teenage Fan Club, and I Don't Want Control of You. I wanna see.
I never held you as a friend, but I'll hold you tight as a lover for tonight. Darkest past since past began. Our strongest weaknesses were lies in these towering spires of plots and plans.
FM and Resurrection, Divine Comedy, and Norman and Norma from their 2019 album Office Politics. Neil Hannon has been busy with the soundtrack to Wonka, which I mentioned a few minutes ago. My Life Story before that, and The Penthouse in the Basement, which isn't particularly a Christmas song, although it does have a line about cutting down my Christmas list this year, which I caught my wife singing the other day. Apropos nothing at all. Anyway, that track is on Mornington Crescent, My Life Story's debut album, which came out in 1994 on Mother Tongue Records. I still have that on CD. In fact, for some reason, I think I've got two versions of that CD with different colour covers and two different orders of all the tracks on it. Anyway, My Life Story have a brand new album out next year, so keep an ear out for that. One of my gig highlights of the year, as well as seeing Blur, of course, twice. Not once, but twice. But I also got to see Pulp again, and how fantastic were they at Hammersmith Odeon? Absolutely brilliant show. Great to hear some of the oldies again, including this one from 1994's His and Hers. This is Lip Gloss.
And cigarettes, it's not to the end of the day, but it's even the rest. Someone with long black hair, all these nights are making such a mess of the bed. Oh, you never ever want to go home. And you want you, so you may as well hang around for a while. Call your dad on the phone.
He changed his mind last Monday, so you've got to leave by Sunday. Something wrong.
jokes and putting up with all of his friends. Kissing in public.
What are they gonna say when they run into you again?
Cause your stomach looks bigger and your hair is a mess and your eyes are just holes in your face.
It rains every day and when it doesn't, the sun makes you feel worse. Anyway,
he changed his mind last Monday, so you gotta leave by Sunday, yeah. Oh, you must have lived on Sunday. Oh, yeah. Now nothing you do can turn on. There's something wrong. You had it once, but now it's gone.
No, you knew there was no way it was gonna last forever.
Open lip gloss, and that's pretty much it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening for the last 2 hours. If you missed any of it, you can find it online at phoenixfm.com. All of our shows are podcasted on there. Gonna leave you with a bit of salad. Currently on hiatus after a few years of frantic activity with gigs and albums. Going back to 1997 and their second album, Ice Cream, for our final track tonight. This is Written by a Man. I'll see you next week.
Get a boy with the toy. I'll never see you steal a man.